Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, February 4th, 2018 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, the most recent draft of the PDF uploaded this morning is number 974. Sisters and brothers, what I've been sitting with is that Jesus and Paul are talking to the freedom fighters, the serious ones, and that their work, example, and experience are touchstones against which to judge our own. And what we have to know, the missing info never mentioned in Bible study, is that it is the state they are resisting. We love Prince, and the people not paid by the state to hate flooded to hear Jesus. Persecution comes from the state. Reading Paul and sitting with the music and message of Prince, embodiments both of the teachings of Jesus, is helping me understand true resistance, the true alternative to the system, true decommissioning. Decommissioning the state means not continuing the hate. And we're talking freedom fighters who hearken, which I've come to see is just another way of saying listen to one's body. Freedom fighters who, as individuals, expand the energy of their souls, who are not part of some vanguard of mindless drones who wait for a leader or thinker to animate them. But I'm also sitting with this as well, Paul's admonition not to think more highly of myself than I ought, that God hath dealt to every man and woman the measure of faith. He said in Romans 12:3. Though of course we're social beings, and it's with our tribes who blend living and dead that we develop our soul's energy, which is all it means to be a star in Prince's sense, that we harmonize and find our place in the global work of establishing love, unity, and freedom for our lives. But we never forget the power of one. Our responsibility to honor the gifts we are given, to honor the infinite, which, thanks to Paul's process of reasoning that clearly Proudhon drew on as well, we are now getting even clearer on the source of our power of reflection. What we receive when we hearken is a gift from the infinite, which is why we don't take undue credit for it. What hast thou that thou didst not receive, says Paul? Now, if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it?